Genesis and research on human embryos.
Answers with Ken Ham, author of the book on effective witnessing entitled, Why Won't They Listen? Well, Ken, research on stem cells and cloning often involves the destruction of embryos, which are real human beings. But a U.S. senator is using the Bible to support these things. How?
Well, Mark, your question comes from a newspaper headline that stated, Senators use Bible for lessons on life in stem cell debate. You see, Gordon Smith, a senator who normally opposes abortion, gave Congress his supposed insight on Genesis chapter 2, verse 7. Smith read this Bible verse out loud and said it describes a two-stage process for creating humans. First, God formed man from the dust. Then God breathed into his nostrils the breath of life. Smith said that cells are like the dust. They give form to man, but not the breath of life. To get a spirit, he said, the cells must be put in the mother's womb. I believe that life begins in a mother's womb, not in a scientific laboratory, Smith said. But this view completely ignores the context. The creation of Adam and Eve was a special case. You see, neither of them came from an embryo. Genesis chapter 2 isn't teaching anything about how embryos get a soul. With so many people trying to twist God's word to support their own position, it's so important that every Christian understand and uphold the true meaning of Genesis.
Have you ever wondered whether or not the book of Genesis can be trusted? You'll find answers to your questions on our website, answersradio.com.